This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders have reacted to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. That puts him in prison for 2.5 years, more than that, actually. In a statement, British Foreign Minister called on the ruling by a Russian court perverse, adding that it shows Russia is failing to meet the basic commitments expected of any responsible member of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a statement, said that we reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and a peaceful assembly. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying the conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable. The United States last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and its officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the 2-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but it also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging the U.S. to rally international condemnation of the coup leaders. This is